Welcome to episode 90 of the Frenemy Sports Podcast. It's been a minute. That's completely on us. We'll be more focused. We'll get some more out. But we're on NBA playoffs. I think we predicted the first round, and then we did the second round. So we're just kind of do total recap.
Mine was right.
It's a common theme. Hunter Smith, despite his great basketball skill and the fact he's going to D3 college to play basketball, maybe the worst predictor of the score we've had in a while. Like, Ryan Hollins and Hunter Smith are battling 1-2. And it's not a mean thing. It's just something we've got to address. You are an extremely good football analyst and predictor. And you just don't have basketball. It's okay. We're football.
Hey, if it's possible, we can get just a flashback montage of Hunter saying, Cavs in 4. Warriors in 4. He's in 3. He's in Warriors in 4 against the Lakers, too. Just buckle up. Did they actually believe me? Do you really think I was... You really think I got this team for going to sweep these people? Because I'm not dumb. In my head, I got them all right. I just didn't say out loud.
So you're delusional.
Okay. Every series I predicted...
He's actually not stupid at basketball. He just has dementia.
Actually, nailed Jordan Poole. Jordan Poole's entire career, I've literally nailed to it.
Okay, no, we're nip this in the butt right now, and then we're going to nip the butt.
Say that again. Say that slower.
We're going to nip this in the butt. Butt.
Butt.
Butt.
Butt.
Butt. Butt.
Butt.
Because you're growing a plant, and you nip it.
Yep. In the butt. Not in the... You don't nip someone's butt. That's
nip in your butt. I'm still saying it. That makes more sense to me.
No, it does nip in your butt.
I'm going to say it how I would like to say it. Anyway, we're going to nip in the butt right now.
I mean, you're going to get accused of sexual assault if you say that.
You predicted that Jordan Poole was going to be great after he had his great season. You predicted he was going to be great, and then he legit sucked ass the entire season, where Moses Moody was getting rotational minutes over him. Okay, let's just start over. Let's start with this game. The Milwaukee Bucks lost the first round.
Wowzers.
Miami was tie game with Chicago Bulls to be the 8th team, and they almost didn't make the plan. I don't think anyone saw this coming. No, I know Hunter especially hates the Heat because they don't play splashy basketball.
No, but,
I love the Heat. I was so happy to see it. Like, I don't have anything against the Bucks. I just really like Jimmy Butler.
I would say, now, because I also want, we'll get to the second series too. I would like them to win the finals.
What did you just say? No, you can't do that to me. We've had debates. 2018, 2019, we had that debate. I turned out to be wrong.
But Jimmy Butler is very, 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 very good. And Eric Spoelstra deserves more credit. Wow.
I have a lot to say about the Miami Heat, Jimmy Butler, and Eric Spoelstra.
In these conditions, Jackson, whatever you can get out.
Well, I feel fine. I've gotten used to it. First off, you know, we have the question. Is Jimmy Butler Michael Jordan's long-lost son? What do we think?
Yes, absolutely.
I also
Jackson, that's a great question.
I mean, all the facts align up.
Absolutely.
They all line up.
Like, they play the exact same.
They have the same intensity, same mentality, same mother. Well, same... No.
There's some relation with them.
Yes.
Like, his dad disappeared at the exact same time.
And then 13 years later, when the child support payment stops, kicked him out the house and he went homeless.
Correct.
It's interesting.
And that whole Jimmy Butler thing where he did, like, he carried us a third unit of Timberwolves in the training camp and then an anti-terror first unit. That's Michael Jordan-esque.
Okay, so then I have this question. If this is true, do you think this was planned by Jordan? Did he saw his first couple...
Tell you what.
He saw his first couple kids fail. Or would Jimmy be the oldest kid?
No, Jimmy's the oldest. Jimmy's older.
Is he? So that's why... Okay, so let me ask this then. So Jimmy would be the oldest. So to ensure greatness, he made Jimmy Butler literally grow up in the worst conditions in the United States.
It's very smart.
And then just let his other kids be whatever they want.
It's very smart.
But then did it take credit for the creation that he...
No.
I asked
because he didn't want to.
I don't know if he knows.
Because he doesn't need to.
Are we sure he
knows? Michael knows.
I don't know if Michael knows.
Michael knows. Because also Jimmy Butler spent the majority of his career, you know, the highlights of his career on the Bulls.
Yeah, well, yeah, as great as Michael Jordan is a player, he has been probably the worst owner and player management of all time.
I think that's
so. How?
I don't know how. I just think it is.
Okay. I mean, that's fair. I guess that's fair enough. confusion throws you. And you don't explain why you're doing it.
Yeah.
That's what they mastered.
I think Michael Jordan's the greatest to ever do it.
No.
Not only did they
win four, they won five.
Yeah. It was a gentleman's sweep.
Like, I thought game Giannis five, but he played the entire fifth.
Yeah, but he won
fourth. If Giannis was fully
healthy, they also lost
Giannis goes seven. I don't know. If Giannis was fully healthy, he doesn't hurt that series, but at least goes seven.
I guess. And it did cost Budenholzer his job, which I think was fair. Unjust, but I still. All right, we'll move to the next game, our next series. Cavs Knicks. I tried to warn you. We're not. Gotta take the Knicks seriously. We can't be arrogant assholes. And well, these two idiots over here, arrogance is flowing out of them. Nothing will go up the punks. I know they're long.
What?
And they were. The attitudes of those two had the same attitudes that our entire team had, and that is why.
Well, correct. I still think Jack and I are right in this instance.
I don't disagree with that.
Explain.
See, the issue is Jack and I were expecting the Cavs team we've seen all season.
Yes.
What we got
was not
a Cavs little team. Pathetic, useless men.
Correct.
Not men.
So you
little boys, pathetic, useless.
You were expecting boys. Something, and something else happened. Therefore,
not on us. Not on us.
But here's your pick. I'm not saying you caused the room. I was saying you're. You were wrong.
We understand.
We were completely
incorrect. That's not because we were right. No, it does not.
What we were expecting was correct.
If the product, that we saw all year from the
floor, I made a decision.
We're both right.
About a month ago, when we're having an argument like this, and I finally said to myself, "Why do this? Why do this to myself? Because they know that they're doing it to get me."
Right. You called me. We had a nice.
I had hour a discussion.
It's good. I'm glad you two are finally coming over to the right side.
No. Again,
he's doing it again. Notice how much we're talking about it.
Yeah,
we're not understanding anymore. It's all us.
They know what they did. Also, just to throw this out here, Jack O'Neill sent the group chat the other day a complete blatant incorrect statement about Anthony Davis injuries in the bubble. So anything that you say, Jackson, is now like we're gonna fact check.
So again, I'm glad you said fact check because there are many media outlets in the world that don't get fact checked and should. CNN, MSNBC, ABC, Fox News, they all spew their horse manure. You know who else spews horse manure?
You.
TikTok. I got that from a TikTok. I'm sorry. During COVID, I was worried for my life. I was a fan of talking to a bunch of millionaires fighting in the bubble.
You didn't get two shits about your life.
Excuse me. No one was more on the COVID train than I was. COVID train. I didn't want to spend my time worrying about my precious little king and his little bubble. So I'm sorry. I took information off the TikTok. The TikTok was wrong. I apologize. That's on me, but it's not my fault.
All right. Let's talk about the series though. Jared Allen, should he be traded? Yes or no?
Yes. I think he should be executed.
My.
After that performance, I honestly don't know if Jared Allen should be like.
Yeah, you remind me of
kicking it. I put him. Did you guys ever remember the punishment box in The Longest Yard?
Yes.
That's what Jared Allen should be put in for the entire summer. But he should be fed.
The problem is Jared Allen was one of my fan favorites.
Yeah, I liked him a lot. Yeah. I liked him a lot.
Now he needs to be punished.
He was what I thought toughness was.
No.
Physicality.
And then all of a sudden I watched him go against Mitchell Robinson and it looked like Shaq was playing Dunleavy.
And then, to make matters worse, Kevin Love takes Mitchell Robinson out of the equation in the next round. Very sad.
That's so sad.
Very sad.
Yeah, my dad brought up a very good point. We'll get to the next about Kevin Love. I feel like, and I think Mobley, I think his best potential will come playing at the five instead of playing at the four. So playing him at the five, you're getting a four that's just gritty, tough, makes you shoot the ball a little bit. Yeah. Like our own PJ Tucker. Rap PJ Tucker himself used to ball now.
Having two non-shooters on the floor in this modern
with Karras who,
especially, it's just not a recipe for winning championship contending team.
You know what else?
I'm not sure. Extremely well coached.
I'm glad the only people that could somewhat do it in the entire NBA is the Golden State Warriors with Kevin Looney and Draymond Green. But they make up for it by having two greatest shooters of all time.
Yeah, that's
glad you brought up the coaching. So the Cavs, 4 seed, they go down to the Knicks in 5. They were pathetic all series. There's no game plan, nothing changed game to game. It was terrible. Everything was tough watch. So far, Budenholzer has been fired, champion. Nick Nurse has been fired, champion. Monty Williams has been fired. He was 2 games away from a championship a year ago. And Doc Rivers just got fired. Somehow J.B. Bickerstaff still has a job. And I would argue he had a worse playoff performance than every single one of those coaches.
I would fire him and hire Monty Williams.
I mean,
yeah. Or Nick Nurse or Mike Budenholzer. I'd take any of that.
I don't know.
I would take any of that. I'm always skeptical. But with Budenholzer's teams, even when he was at Atlanta, they were always the one seed. They always competed in the playoffs until they ran into until the Cavs.
I don't know.
The Cavs.
Show me our Eastern Conference Finals banners.
I'm not even. I'm not even like.
You still wear your Eastern Conference Finals T-shirt?
I actually have it still.
Yeah. I'm not completely against the JB fire. Or not fired. Like, I'm kind of in the middle on that. I could be convinced either way.
One and nine in the playoffs
next year. But with the people that are currently on the market coaching-wise, would you take Doc Rivers or JB?
JB.
JB. I can't handle Doc. Okay. The fact, the way that he stands, I don't know how he doesn't fall over. Like, he goes full on, like, horizontal back to floor. Like, it's a basin. And he's just getting, yeah, no, Doc's Doc is JB's the most overrated coach.
Next year.
All right.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Would you rather, you're starting your franchise, who would you rather have as a head coach? Doc Rivers, I think this is an easy answer for me. Doc Rivers or Becky Hammon?
Becky Hammon.
I would agree with that.
I would
also pick Becky.
Would you rather have him or Bruce Brown? Or sorry, not Bruce Brown. What's his name? No, the dude that's head coach of the Sixers. Brett Brown.
I would take Brett Brown.
Beginning of the process.
I would take Brett Brown. I would take Brett Brown over Doc Rivers.
For beginning?
A franchise, yeah.
Brett Brown.
Doc Rivers never had to start a franchise. He got carried on the coattails of the Celtics. And then since then, he's just failed in every single aspect of his coaching career. And he always blames it on someone else.
He's such a kind of coach.
He is.
He never
evolved. That's just so
random. It just annoys me. Like, he needs to put, like, lotion on his
open Philly, course. Philly, Brooklyn. Philly swept Brooklyn. I was quite sad. If.
I don't know what his. No, close this.
I'm going to address this right now.
Right. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
I had Nets in six. And that was the series I was most confident in. Again, someone, I don't watch the NBA. I think the regular season's a joke. That being said, I shouldn't mislead you guys, even though I did say don't listen to a single word I say. So if you listen to me, that's on you.
Yeah, it's not your fault.
It's not my fault. No, it's their fault. But I was wrong. And I like to take full responsibility for my actions when I screw up. And that's on me. And I'm sorry. I still, though, Joel Embiid was not the MVP. He's not even that special.
Gosh, I would love to get into that.
Yeah, Joel Embiid's a joke. I do want to say this about James Harden, though. Slightly growing on me. Slightly.
We need to keep moving on.
All right, yeah. I would say if Brooklyn had any type of offense whatsoever, I think they could have succeeded. Because they're doubling up to well every single time he touched the ball. It's very similar to what Boston ended up doing in huge production. All right, Boston, Atlanta. Atlanta won one more game than they were going to. And so I bet. And that's his Trae Young drop, like 60 points.
They won two more games, I thought.
All right, Denver, Minnesota. Yeah, it's a blowout. Anthony, I think I was the most right about the Timberwolves. They won't work out. And they're holding the worst contract in the league by far. And they will not be able to get out of the next 3 years.
I mean, what a horrible
like,
trade.
They are
just looking back at that trade.
Too. Anthony Edwards is... prime, like Alex is under his rookie contract, they're wasting it away on a team.
Easily. Oh, yeah.
Phoenix Clippers.
Probably blow it up.
Game one.
Probably blow it up in LA.
No.
I'm held up.
Don't blow it up. I disagree with that. Run it back one more year. See if you can stay healthy.
Yep.
They didn't have Paul George or Kawhi Leonard. They won.
Yeah, but it's been the same story for 3 years.
They always stay aware, but
any well, what are you going to do? Championship contending team.
Yes. Yes. They are.
You do not need to add anything.
They're
fully healthy. They can compete for a conference final / championship.
They took the Suns to six, and they had Kawhi Leonard for two games, and they had Paul George the entire series.
I think maybe Westbrook was playing. Russell Westbrook was dominating. That's why. That's the only reason.
Do you think
Russell Westbrook complements both of those players.
Healthy well. Clippers, do they beat the Nuggets?
I think they can. I think it's a decent series. I think it's close.
See,
I got healthy Clippers pushing.
We cannot keep doing this.
So if you get rid of Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, no one's trading for that. Just what are you doing?
I think someone's supposed to be trade for Kawhi
and Paul George. Someone with a regular season.
Somebody needs another star. I could see the Sixers doing some sort of yearly trade, Harden and some picks to get Kawhi or PG Atlanta with. Which actually, I think it'd be very appetizing. Atlanta, some next play defense. All right, back
kind of look at
Sacramento, Golden State. The Kings got absolutely robbed. If De'Aaron Fox did not get hurt, they win the game. They win the series in six.
The Kings were favored the entire time in that series, especially the way the reffing was too.
Oh my god!
You know I'm right.
Oh, my. No, you're not right.
Golden State literally got screwed so many times, and they still ended up winning a series. The refs had money on it. It was literally a down ahead. That was such a down ahead series.
No, it was not.
Oh, it absolutely was. They were on the Kings' side. No, it is not. They were on the Kings' side.
I know you've become a fanboy of the Warriors.
Other people think that, too. Other people think the Warriors were getting absolute.
Okay, other people thought the refing was fine.
No.
Bingo bong, no one's caught.
I mean, yeah, minus Kings fans, someone thought that
right. Here's all I'm going to say. That reference is freaking
cool. You become a Warriors fanboy. What that series really showed, which it should show to everyone, is
Steph Curry.
Steph Curry is that dude. I don't know if.
What did you say?
I don't know. Putting in anyone is.
No, anyone. Yeah, anyone. Anyone he wants.
Appropriate statement there. But for anyone who had doubts that he's a top 10 player of all time, it's. Over after this playoff, that water team is garbage without him.
Garbage. Oh, I thought you were okay.
I would say I was disappointed in Sabonis' performance. I was expecting more.
I was disappointed in Draymond.
We'll get to Draymond for the next
series. Awesome.
All right, Memphis
Lakers.
We're gonna touch two things. First, we're gonna talk about the series itself.
Are we gonna touch?
And then we're gonna get off the float.
Here we are gonna touch my guns.
Yes, we're gonna be talking to you about series first.
Bad.
Oh, also, we can't forget about Dylan. The best thing that's happened to Dylan Brooks is Ja situation. But we guess we get to because he's just taken all the
focus
light off of them and just
Cruxel.
Dylan Brooks will be in China next year, most likely. He'll be joining Dwight Howard.
What's the Cavs? The Long Dong Tigers. I'd be
so sad.
The Cavs are second betting outfitters to pick up Dylan Brooks.
They won't pick up Brooks. They won't pick up Brooks.
What does he solve? Does he solve shooting for us?
Well, that's because we're literally a team full of pussies. So
you would call Dylan Brooks tough.
I would call Dylan Brooks the toughest thing we have, minus Donovan Mitchell. Dylan Brooks is not tough.
Okoro's tough. He's just bad.
Okoro
is not tough. He's just bad at basketball.
Okoro at points are our second best player.
Yes.
Sometimes the best. He's only first hustling and actually rebounding and stealing and having any type of hustle physical presence. Tough.
He would back down.
Okoro
would not back down. If Isaac Okoro was David in the story David and Goliath, Goliath would have won. If it was Isaac Okoro versus Goliath, Goliath walks the floor with him.
The series itself was the Lakers just played really good defense that entire series.
Also,
and Anthony Davis, after taking a hiatus for two games, decided to be a top five player in the league, and he is.
He's decided a genius thing. He knows that he can't play two games in a row, so I don't think he just purposely gives all effort in one, and then he doesn't try in
the second. Smart.
And the whole team knows. They're like, all right, AD's not on today. Let's lose by 30. Let's pack the bag, and then we'll play nice. It's honestly very smart. So in the game we're watching right now, they're down by 15. They'll probably end up losing the game like 35.
And Anthony Davis, LeBron have a combined for like 22.
Exactly. So it's, yeah.
So I think LeBron's maybe taking upon this strategy a little bit.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Just take a game off, and they'll play game two because they're all old.
If they win one at Denver, they're already automatically up.
Exactly.
So speaking of LeBron James, you guys might not know this about me, but I hate LeBron. I can't stand him.
Arlie
is unfortunate after he wins the title. He can no longer call MJ the best.
I will put almost anything on it. He's not won another title in his career.
Just there's four teams left.
I understand, and he will not be the fourth team.
There's also a bet that you made with Carter. Lakers making the finals, or Western Conference finals, or something like that.
Playoffs.
And
he'll buy me a cap.
We'll be fine.
So, go ahead.
I thought it was worse than that, though.
Well, I do hate LeBron James on the court. Something I will give LeBron credit for. When he's poked, he answers. He does. And, you know, the Grizzlies, they were stupid. They poked him. And then, you know, they won the next game by, like, 50. Shouldn't poke LeBron. It's dumb.
That's true.
You shouldn't poke him.
Put that on a shirt.
Don't poke me.
Don't poke him.
Don't touch me. We're all kidding you.
Oh, my God. All right, we're gonna flip that.
Speaking of kicking, when do we talk about Draymond?
We're gonna come all the way back. Now we're going back up to Miami, New York.
It made me so sad. Series made me so sad.
No.
Miami punked New York worse than how we got punked by New York. Which means if we played Miami, it would have been 4-0.
No, Craig, that's I was on the phone with Jack at some point. I remember telling him like I'm actually glad we lost because we would have got like
Jimmy Butler might have dropped 70 every game.
But anyway, I would say. New York Knicks fans drive me absolutely up the wall.
New York drives.
Like it's not like if they were genuinely love their team that much, it makes sense. But I just think they. I just.
So I think they're poor.
That's a blue boy. Can't put that.
Hayes,
we're gonna edit that one out. Thank you.
Moving on,
dude.
Continue right where you were. It's just, dude. Come on, man. We're 90 episodes in. We know we can't get. We cannot get them.
No other city could have asked for
the largest terror attack.
Oh my god.
All right. Everyone, refocus. Refocus. We're having a good episode. We're almost done. Take a breath. And.
Did he hit this?
Yes. Guys.
And. Breathe it.
No, like I would just say, like, if they had genuine love for their team in those videos, it'd make sense. You can see it's fake. Like, they just do it for clout, just so for the best fans in the world or not. And it drives me nuts. I hope the same thing happens again. They lose in the first round of the playoffs. I can't hear them anymore.
I agree. I also agree, in case you couldn't tell.
Oh, also, get your breaths. Get breaths to help.
Jalen Brunson's good.
He's an absolute
dog. Is he?
One card.
Steph?
Dave?
De'Aaron Fox?
De'Aaron Fox.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Luka?
Luka's considered one.
Yes.
SGA?
SGA has to be over.
Yeah, he's probably at the 5-7 range.
I'd put Brunson and Fox.
Give or take. If you're the Knicks, you got to find, you try to find a way to move Randall, but I just don't know how you move that contract.
And RJ Barrett has to, I agree with Steve Miss. That's warning. RJ Barrett has to have a long look in the mirror. Because it just gets to a point where they have to help. You can't. I feel like RJ Barrett was fine. I mean, RJ Barrett was expected.
He was 2 for 15.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but like he had 22 of the game before that. Like he's so, it's literally, it's like Jordan.
I thought that.
I need him. I just don't know if you can ever get more out of him.
I would also, take Tibbs over JB Bickerstaff.
Our coach would take him, JB.
I'd see Tibbs.
I know, but so at least.
Fat and ugly.
I know, but at least his team has an identity. Type of thing that they can, like, do.
You know the father
does have an idea.
Like, I'm so sick of hearing Bickerstaff in the huddle, and he does that little deep voice thing, and he just claps his hands. It's like, we gotta fight.
You know the, Papa Pig and Peppa Pig?
Yes.
That's who, like, Thibs reminds me of.
Papa or Peppa?
Papa.
Well, let's please put a picture up.
Papa Pig Thibs.
Wow.
So we're reminded.
All right. By far the best series in the second round. Philly Boston went 7. And
yes.
I think it ended perfectly. With Doc Rivers and James Harden, the biggest choke artist in the world, just could not have choked any harder.
And that
back to back games.
That was the best thing about that series, is we didn't learn anything new. The Sixers are who we thought they were. And it was great to see.
And honestly, Boston is like they were who they thought. It's a very inconsistent team.
I don't know. I thought
we learned something.
They've always been inconsistent. I think they showed in that series they're extremely inconsistent. Especially Tatum himself. He's either extremely hot or extremely cold.
And Dave Mullins, he's been pretty good. Consistently pretty good.
He's been okay.
But like a game to game, he's very consistent.
Like this,
I saw a TikTok. It was posted before Game 7, but it was saying to trade Jason Tatum, Jalen Brown's the guy.
I also saw that.
Build around Brown.
I asked this question last year when Brown shot for field 40 points.
I just don't understand people's wants to trade either one of them.
I don't.
They have three to four more years with each other,
but they've been in the conference final 5 of the last 7 years.
Exactly.
I don't know how you can even say that.
And there's not another.
They're
team.
Bound to win a final.
I guess Milwaukee. If the Cavs turn around, and that's essentially it.
Like this year, especially, they're the favorite to win.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, they should win the final.
Yes, they should. The biggest thing that I, the one thing that I learned from 76ers series,
What was that?
He's a beta. He sucks.
Well, I've said this all year. Jack and I are actually spot on.
He has been good in the playoffs.
No. Yeah, massive drop off. He's averaging 10 less points a game in the playoffs. He's shooting lower field percentage too.
Years in the playoffs.
No.
I would say we all agreed that. But like, he was a great. He was
that's why he's been terrible. He was a great regular season player. He was a great regular season flopper.
For his M.
Great flopper.
Such a big Jackson. Coward. In past playoffs, look at the stats. He's been good.
Not really.
This year, he was horrendous.
Horrendously bad.
A horrendous drop-off.
Horrific. Really bad. It was terrible.
So that's going to be fixed. James Harden, why did you do that
to me? What did he do?
I was like, oh.
Game one, he carried the team on his back.
I'm like, oh my God. If James Harden has a couple of performances like this in the playoffs and the Sixers win, he's the top.
I don't want to dog on James Harden. I thought it was really cool what he did.
He did it for one game.
No, not that. No. I'm not talking on the court.
Two games.
Bringing the school shooting.
Yeah, that was very cool.
Big fan. He's a very good guy.
Great guy.
She would have some success in the playoffs.
See, I didn't know.
I never thought James Harden was like that.
No, I would. I always know James Harden as, you know, he's always in the club because he was in Vegas before game one. I know him as, you know, he's always clubbing and doing stuff. Great guy. Big fan of James Harden. He earned a fan of me. Very proud of him. That's a great thing to do.
I would say in order for, it looks like Harden's going to leave. I'm excited to see what Maxey does because I think he has the possibility to be a top 10 guard.
If the Olympics ever added like a 100 meter sprint with a basketball, I think Maxey would be the United States representative.
Thank you, Jackson. That was very insightful.
Can you think of someone else?
Okay,
I could. Maxey would be my not.
Okay. Denver, Phoenix. This series made me the happiest. I just wanted Denver to win extremely bad. I'm sick of just teams throwing, just trying to put super teams together. Just throw them in. The Nuggets are the best team the entire season. They put the work. They put all the work in to be a cohesive unit, and they deserve to win the game. Or the series.
Speaking of Nuggets,
Chris Paul needs to retire. Needs to.
Not retire. We need to stop viewing him. Like, I think Nick Wright had a thing where it was like the superstar club and Chris Paul worked out. Yeah. We need to. He's not a superstar
anymore. He can't be on the court. But he can't be on the court defensively.
That is true. But Chris Paul had some games, especially game one. He really took over.
Yeah.
He had like 28 points.
Yeah.
He's 38 years old. He's 6 foot. You got to know.
He's so good, but he's not a superstar.
You got to know he's not going to be playing.
Oh, he's the crux.
He's up there.
I mean, he might be a superstar. How?
Not anymore.
And
Can he
carry a team that's a title contender? Could he be the best player?
I mean, sour class playing as a superstar. Joel Embiid can't freaking do that. He sucks, and he won MVP.
True. That's not true. Joel Embiid's been in the Western Conference Final. The Golden State Warriors team.
Joel Embiid's never got past.
Has he? The
Western Conference Final. For Conference Final. Yeah, Embiid has never passed
the Now, granted, they would have.
Yeah, Joel Embiid. But the quiet. If you watch the
game seven.
They lost this year. They lost the Kawhi year.
And they lost a different one. I think it was the bubble.
Yeah. Yeah, because it was the Bucks that year, right? Yes, because then the Bucks played the Heat in the conference finals.
Yes.
Yeah. Jump Jackson. I'd like to say something about the Suns series. I do not like the Phoenix Suns. I hate Kevin Durant. I think Kevin Durant is still the biggest coward in the history of the National Basketball Association. Both the softest move in the history of sports, potentially. The only thing about the Suns I like, I love their owner, Matt Ishbia. Let me tell you why. He gets there. Within 48 hours of getting to Phoenix, he trades for Kevin Durant. So right off the bat, he's
all
right, let's win a championship. Then this is what I loved about Ishbia. And people have mixed reactions to this, but I loved it. Jokic gives him a little nudge. Nothing crazy. This is the semi-conference finals. And Ishbia goes flying. Flails the arm. He sells it like a champ. Oscar-worthy performance. Jokic could have easily been suspended if Ishbia pushed it. Easily.
Oh, yeah. No, and the fact that I respect Ishbia even more for saying, like, no, we want Jokic. Like, don't suspend him.
But like
that
like,
actually makes him more,
as a Browns fan, if I see Jimmy Haslam on the sidelines and where is AFC Championship game, not that we'd ever be there with this roster, but Patrick Mahomes barrels into Jimmy Haslam and Haslam goes flying and then they suspend Mahomes.
It's like when an owner actually treats like an athlete.
Yes.
Yeah,
I agree. Enormous fan of Matt Ishbia. I don't care what anyone says. It was a flop, yes, but he was doing everything in his power to win a series, and I think that's phenomenal.
I would also say the key to the Nuggets' success in the rest of the playoffs is going to be Jamal Murray. And whoever, the second or third people that go along with Jokic in games. Because when Jamal Murray is cooking, that team, they're almost unbeatable. And, yeah. And they're actually playing like somewhat solid defense. All right, Jackson. Your Lakers now in the Western Conference Finals.
And I'm glad.
After beating the Golden State Warriors.
It just goes to show everything wrong with the modern-day NBA. So we get to game one, and they get to play the Grizzlies, the most overrated team in basketball. Who didn't have Steven Adams and Brandon Clark.
Big mess.
You literally said it didn't matter. You literally said that's how shit LeBron is.
That's not true.
Look him in the eyes. Look him in the eyes.
I never said that.
Please, if you find a clip of him saying that, just put it right there. Because
I never said that to my knowledge.
You're a politician. Like, it's unbelievable. You just see blatant. I can start going.
He gets to play the biggest idiot in the NBA, Ja Morant, followed by the second biggest in the NBA, biggest idiot in the NBA, Dylan Brooks. It's incredible what the league will do for the king.
And then they made him play. Like, they made him play seven?
Silver knew him. Silver's a mastermind. He knew what he was doing. And then the Warriors, like, yeah, we all knew they would be. The Warriors are too old and they suck. I'm glad he got to the conference finals because now he's actually playing a real basketball team.
Instead of the four-time champs.
Wait, the Warriors team that you said that Curry's going to beat him and then he will be considered greater than him?
I said if Curry wins a championship this year, yes, Curry would be better than LeBron all time.
The second greatest dynasty of all time wasn't a big series win for LeBron at 30 years old.
No,
you know what's a great point? Actually, I saw this by Nick Wright, and I actually thought it was very good.
Nick Wright's not
Nick, the Nick Wright made a great point. And actually, because he actually backs up the facts.
That's not true.
You have to bring any type of evidence.
Nick Wright said everybody ate on George's watch. When on LeBron's case, the whole league ate.
You know why he said that? He said that in response.
He never said no one ate LeBron's.
Every single person.
Again, you're not missing
the point. Jason Terry, Kawhi, Timmy.
Yeah, but Jeff, that wasn't his point.
All of California.
Steph Curry at 34 years old probably had one of his greatest seasons. Like overall, the playoffs and his greatest season.
I honestly thought he's been better like the last two, maybe.
And LeBron probably had, like, playoffs wise, and compared to others, the miraculous runs he's had, is probably one of his worser playoff performances.
Yeah,
their numbers, LeBron has been either average or slightly better, which I think is fascinating. That Steph at his peak and LeBron, one of his worst performances, had very similar numbers. Just a little thing to float your boat.
Yeah, go ahead, float it. It's gonna sink.
Let's move on to our conference finals predictions here.
All right, I'll start. Nuggets in five.
Any reason?
Maybe four.
Any reason?
Four or five.
I want the Nuggets to win the series
badly.
My heart says the Nuggets. My brain says the Lakers, and I never go with my brain. So I'm gonna go with Denver in seven. Denver in six.
I want LeBron to win another, and I want people to stop talking about the dude. So LeBron's the greatest player of all time. So I will go Lakers. So.
Well, no, I just found it. It's a little long.
I actually fits my hat very nicely. I go. Perfectly fitting sock. It's very soothing.
That might not have been the right word to use.
Man, they should be on socks.
No, I've never considered fitting my sock.
Have you ever had a very loose sock? It's not very good. I just pull it up. No, but like, if you can still loose it pulled up, it's just fine.
Are you wearing like cloud socks?
Like extra large. I did when I was a kid.
When you were eight.
Well, that's me. What's your pick?
What does that have to do with anything?
I'm gonna keep Brian. I said after the trade deadline that they were a good team. They can make a run. It's like that he's here. I'm gonna go Lakers.
Wow, sad. Six.
I'm gonna go Lakers in six.
The Lakers in six. I said it.
So they went at home in six.
Yes.
All right. So other side, Celtics Heat.
God, I guess I'll start.
Thank you.
It's the same thing. I think I want the Heat to win, but I think
excuse me.
I'll take Heat in 7-2. I may be over two.
Wow.
That's wrong.
Heat in seven?
Celtics in five.
There's going to be... Okay, that's a catch.
I got season six.
There will be two games where Jason Tatum scores less than 18 points, and they lose by more than 25 points.
More than 25 points.
There'll be two blowout wins by Miami. There'll be a couple of blowout wins by the Celtics. I just think there's going to be two close games. Do you trust Jason Tatum more in the clutch or Jimmy Butler? I trust Jimmy Butler. Heat seven.
You just convinced me. I'm riding the Jacob Miller for
Celtics.
Yeah, I was going to say Celtics and like five straight misses.
Hey, would you do me a favor? Switch Nuggets. Go 2-for-2 with me. Trust me, Chuck. Leave me out.
You admittedly say you don't watch basketball and you're bad at picking. He's already.
What if I throw the gear? What if I throw the gear?
He's wearing the garbage bag of NBA picks.
Well, guarantee.
He guarantee. On what? What do you think?
What are you talking about here?
But the Nuggets for the series. If I did that, would you switch?
You're throwing the. I will switch. If you're thinking the Jacks on your guarantee, the Denver Nuggets win the series.
Legit, you're
hearing Jesus on red screen.
My Jackson O'Neal guarantee ends LeBron's career. LeBron's never getting this far again. Jackson O'Neal guarantee that the Nuggets win the series.
Denver.
He will not. Now I don't root for Denver. That just ruined it for me.
What do I have to do?
Jackson O'Neal guarantee. See, this is the
has
only.
Has never been wrong.
This is the only guarantee. This is the only guarantee I can respect.
Because he
never does it.
It's no, never been wrong.
No, the only way there's a 99%.
Is this the ninth in history?
The ninth.
Yes.
Last night was ninth.
Yes, the Jackson O'Neal guarantee is nine,
it's
though.
It's a big ten.
Wow. That's incredible. The Jackson O'Neal guarantee is going to end LeBron's career. Because mark my words, he never gets as far, I guess.
It would make my day. It would make my day if LeBron's when I finish your stupid guarantee things.
Never like
legit,
been wrong.
It holds nothing.
It's like never.
Could you wait till literally there's 1 second
what?
Like here.
It predicted the World Cup final.
You didn't put on that.
I did.
No, you didn't.
In the 80th minute, when Argentina was
you
up 2-0.
You can't say it in your head. And
I did. I honor at breakfast. Honor for that.
Said it when?
In the 80th minute, when Argentina was up 2-0.
Okay, well, that's interesting. Because the game was in the afternoon. And you said it at breakfast.
We went to church at 11:30, and then we went to Bob Evans afterwards. So it was like a brunch, but it's Bob Evans breakfast.
So after is 2-0.
It was the 8th. Yes,
it was 2-0. Yes, thank you.
And the final
99%.
The final was 3-3, and Argentina won in PKs.
99%.
Once again, and that was the first ever Jack O'Neal guarantee ever, and it was correct.
You know, I have nothing else.
Any last thoughts? Any coherent, actual last thoughts?
Eric Spoelstra is showing right now.
Okay,
he is the reason LeBron won championships.
I want both.
Thank you, Jackson.
If LeBron went to where he was here, he'd go.
Well, it's okay.
I will be reconsidering my
vote.
Go. That's true. No, actually, that is okay. I'd be going to do.
If Jokic wins the finals, he's the best player.
Yeah, I agree.
Excellent episode.
Thanks for listening.
Keep it.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Need over.
Kind of.